Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa State University Farm Management Specialist, Alexis Stevens. All right, Alexis, you're kind of getting ready to do some farmland leasing workshops. But first off, what is farmland leasing?
So our farmland leasing workshops are something that we hold every year. And this is where we bring in the landowners, and hopefully we get a lot of the tenants, the renters as well. And we talk about what a fair cash rent is for your property. And so we go over things like knowing the productivity on your land that you own, knowing the yields that you might get off of your land, and then taking that information and calculating a rent price so that we know how much we could charge per acre. So we know we're getting a fair rent that's fair for both the landowner and it's fair for the producer. We have a lot of people right now, I think over half the landowners in some counties have no ties to farming whatsoever. So they didn't even grow up on a farm and they inherit this farmland, or they bought the farmland as an investment, and they just really don't have any idea what a fair rent looks like. And so those people may accidentally charge way too much. They might not charge anywhere near enough, and we want to prevent that. We want you to be in that sweet spot of what's fair, not only for me, the landowner, so that I get a return on my investment, but also so that the producer can continue to be profitable and make money, and then that we can improve the land and have that land so that we can keep it in the family or keep it as an investment. And so we go over all of these different numbers, and we'll talk about taxes, and we'll talk a little bit about estate planning and all those things when we're discussing what that farmland leasing arrangement is.
Okay, so kind of as you mentioned just there, the farmland lease is just the landowner leasing farm rights, basically, to let someone else farm the ground and get that crop value put in there.
That's right. A lot of people in Iowa that own the farmland are not farmers. And so we have people renting it just like you would rent out a house. We're renting out a farm, and we have to write a lease. In Iowa, we don't actually have to have a written lease, but I strongly recommend that you do that, where you write out your terms and conditions and you say, we're going to rent out 80 acres and we're going to do that at the price of $300 per acre. We talk about where the land is located in our county, who the landowner is, who the renter is. Both of you sign that, everybody's in agreement. But what happens in Iowa is if you don't do anything, you just have that verbal agreement. And even if you have a written agreement, that lease can legally just renew year after year after year. You don't have to do anything. And if you want to make any changes, though, you do have to do that in writing. You have to serve a written piece of paper saying that you're terminating the lease, and you have to give that to the person that is renting the land from you. If you want to make any changes at all, that has to be done by September 1st. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want to continue to work with that producer, but if you maybe want to raise the rent or lower the rent, if you don't serve that written termination letter, then you are stuck legally with the same terms and conditions that you had beforehand, and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's why we have these leasing meetings in July and August ahead of that September 1st deadline. So we help you understand that. We go through what does the termination letter look like, and how do you fill that out? How do you serve that to your renter? And the reverse goes, if you're renting land from someone, a landowner, and you're hoping that maybe they might lower the rent, you also need to send that termination letter, because no changes can be made without that.
All right. And you mentioned that to get that kind of change in, that's going to be September 1st. Are there any other deadlines for some of this farmland leasing?
That's the big one, that September 1st termination letter. That's going to terminate you for the next crop year. So that you can continue to farm that land clear through February 28th. And then March 1st, we do our brand new lease. So when we have our farmland leasing meetings here this summer, we're going to talk about what the rent rate might be. But you don't need that set in stone until early next spring. So while we're going to talk about the number, situations may change. You don't necessarily have to have that lease agreement signed, but that hard and fast September 1st deadline, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You cannot change anything. And I don't care how good your lawyer is, you can't win that court case if you're trying to dispute that. You send the termination letter and you can make changes to your lease. Otherwise, you will have your lease renewed for the next year. And so that wouldn't terminate then until March of 2025 if you fail to send this September 1st letter this year.
All right. And for the landowners, what are some of the benefits of leasing out the farmland?
So most landowners, like I said, in Iowa do not own the farm. A lot of them are even living out of state. So the benefit of leasing out is that you have an income that you can draw off of that farm. And for some people, that income is their retirement income, is they're getting that rent off of the land. And by coming to these meetings, we talk about how you can find a renter, someone to work the land who will continue to take care of the land. We talk about communication. That's a big one. And communicating your needs and your wishes on what you want done with the land. A very important thing for a lot of landowners is the conservation. So we will talk about how you can add in cover crops onto your land, for instance, and how you can add that into your lease and explain to your renter that you want to start making conservation changes on the land. So it's really beneficial for them. You get to understand, instead of just having this investment, and for some people, we're talking millions of dollars worth of farmland that they're renting out. And you know, if I had a $1 million investment, I'd sure want to know how to get the best return on my investment. And that's what we do in these farmland leasing meetings.
Okay. So those are the benefits for the landowner. But what are some of the benefits for the renter, the guy or gal that comes in and farms the ground?
Yeah, so the producers have this opportunity to hear the landowner's concerns. We also have the opportunity for them to talk to the landowners. A lot of times landowners will see that our land prices are super high, our grain prices are really high, and they think producers must be making tons of money. Farming's really profitable. And it has been profitable, you know, the last couple of years. But we will go over what the cost of production is. That's how much it costs to put an acre of corn or beans into the field. And what I will show the landowners is that farming isn't all that profitable. And in some cases, there will be some farms this year that may lose money. So the producers have that opportunity to sort of plead their case that, you know, please don't raise my rent another $50 or $100 per acre. I can't afford to do that. But we talk about that communication. No one really likes negotiating, right? But when we're talking about changing our rent, you know, the landowner wants us to pay as high as possible. The producer wants to have, you know, their rent be as low as possible. And so we talk about how to communicate and negotiate those things so that we can come up with a number that we feel is fair for both of us.
All right. And would you say that maybe another upside for the producers is that they still get to do farming and whatnot? They do pay the rent for being able to do that, but they don't have the land taxes of being the landowner.
Absolutely. You're not paying taxes. The sad fact is that land costs so much now that for most beginning farmers, it's just completely priced out of their ability to buy it. So this is your opportunity as a producer who's renting. This is an opportunity for you to be able to farm, get in farming. It's a lot cheaper to rent than it is to straight up buy. And then this opportunity where you can work with someone. And if you're a good renter, and we talk about what a good renter looks like, if you're a good renter, you know, you get that lease renewed year after year after year. And a lot of the times we see where someone might rent land for 20, 30, 40 years from the same family. And then when that family decides to sell the land, the first people they go to is that renter before they even think about putting it in, up for auction. So if you're a good renter, there's that opportunity to buy land sometime down the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Alexis.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.